Maybe we should have a song, a little ditty. The food mensch, the food mensch, the food mensch is here. Anyway, it's time. Hello, food mensch, Arthur Schwartz.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening for whenever you're listening.
I like that.
Good day, as they
Good
say
day.
down on
Good
the
eye.
day,
Good
good
eye, Mike.
day. Many moons ago, I was on the Fox Morning show here in New York, and it was called Good Day New York because, of course, it's Rupert Murdoch.
You know, his mother was so long-lived.
Whose
It was
mother?
pretty. Rupert Murdoch's mother was really
Well, he's pretty
long-lived.
old himself, isn't he? Like 94, 95?
His mother, Anna, I believe, or maybe that was his wife, but his mother Elizabeth, basically lived to be 900. But
So my first question always is, what did she eat? Or what didn't she eat?
what did she eat?
You know,
She have
yeah.
access to. What did
Well,
I want
people
to
have
ask?
access to healthy food, but they don't necessarily eat it.
Well, it's a process. It's a process.
I guess. Anyway, I grew up eating fresh food, even though I grew up in the 50s when most American homemakers were opening cans and eating frozen stuff. But we had fresh food. Anyway, I right now it's very funny. We're going to go to a restaurant this week called Werkstatt. We haven't been there since they opened, and they opened years ago. It's the only Austrian restaurant I know of in Brooklyn, and it used to be really good. And before it was Werkstatt, it was Thomas Beisel, across the street from BAM, from Brooklyn Academy of Music. So some people who just used to come to Brooklyn for dance or whatever concerts probably were familiar with it. In any case, he's now in another neighborhood altogether. I guess you would call that Ditmas Park. But all of a sudden, I don't know, I just was craving not only his schnitzel, but his potato salad. And when I mentioned to Bob that, oh, let's go to Werkstatt, he said, oh, the potato salad. So this got me into the potato salad groove. And now I'm totally in the groove. And I'm trying to, in my head, rehash everything I know about potato salad, which I don't make that often. I more often make other kinds of starchy salads. Let's call them starchy salads, like tabbouleh. I make, because I'm into pumping up my fiber content of my day. I've been making bulgur wheat, which is very high in fiber and is way better for you than, let's say, rice salad, which is no good for you. I'll get back to that in a minute. So bulgur is really good as a base for all kinds of salads, I'm learning. A quarter of a cup of bulgur, soaked in boiling water. I just pour boiling water over it, and it expands by four. So you end up with, if a quarter of a cup, you're going to have a generous cup full of a grain when it's already rehydrated. Could be even more. Depends on the grain itself. I've been buying Bob's Red Mill. I know that's very widely distributed. And they don't tell you what size the grain is, but whatever the grain is, it's the right one. And it's sort of a medium coarse grain. But a bulgur is just wheat that's been cooked, pre-cooked, and cracked, dried and cracked. The
Right.
kernels are cracked, but it's a whole grain. So it's really good for you. And to that, I add a ton of parsley. And actually, I scored a really beautiful bunch of mint the other day, so I'm going to use that today. I'm going to combine mint and parsley, chop fine, mix that with the bulgur. Then I'm going to add other stuff. I've been loving adding just olives, some reconstituted capers, and we can eat that with tuna fish. I could put tuna in it or on it or next to it. Oh, and a little onion product. Could be a minced shallot, could be some minced scallions. If you don't have that, could just be a small onion, minced fine. If you want to put celery in for crunch and to bulk it up, that's good too. You can make a standard around the Mediterranean chopped salad of tomato, cucumber, and either onion or scallion, and then add your bulgur to that, and then fluff it up with as much parsley as you can get. By the way, this is a very good place to put curly parsley. You don't even see curly parsley anymore. I've been looking for it. I have not seen it. You only see flatleaf parsley, which is, of course, has more flavor, a different flavor, the right flavor for most things that you're cooking. But when you're making a salad, I like the fluff of curly parsley. So if you see any, this is a good use of it. In any case, back to potato salad. Hauling up my memory here, I haven't made potato salad in a while, but I am going to. I remember the Julia Child trick, which was essentially to dress the potatoes while they were still warm, or at least hot or warm, and to take a little bit of the water that the potatoes cooked in. Well, in her case, she peeled the potatoes and sliced them before cooking them. So her cooking water was pretty starchy. She would take a couple tablespoons of the starchy water, like you do with, make some a lot of sauces for pasta, you do. Use the pasta cooking water, which is starchy and salted. So if you cut up the, well, in the Julia Child style, you peel the potatoes ahead and slice them into very thick slices. I would say half inch thick slices. In the end, some of them are going to crumble and come into chunks. So it won't be sliced potato salad really in the end. And that's it. And you cook them until they're tender. And then when you drain them and they're really hot, you can put the dressing on and not have to worry about peeling them while they're hot, which is another story. Now, I do like to sometimes, it depends on the potato I'm using, peel them while they're hot. But you actually, lately, I don't even peel them. I buy these very thin-skinned, waxy white potatoes. Or Yukon Golds are perfect for this, or any of those yellow potatoes. I would not use an Idaho slash russet potato. They're too flaky. I don't know. They don't hold together as well. You can.
I have always liked small, not baby, but either red potatoes for potato
Yeah,
salad
the red
or
potatoes are very good.
yeah, or white even, but
And then you don't
they,
have to peel them either, and they look pretty. But my favorite, let me say, I love good old New York style German delicatessen potato salads. One was mayonnaise, and the other was what we call German style, which was made with bacon fat and bacon and salt and pepper and oil, no mayonnaise. So, and you would sometimes you would saute the onion, depending on where you bought it. But if I made it myself, I would render out my bacon, make it crisp, put it aside, saute an onion in the bacon fat, and then mix that with my sliced warm potatoes and apple cider vinegar. White vinegar is just fine. I happen to like apple cider vinegar lately. White wine vinegar is fine. Red wine, you can leave the red wine vinegar behind, but plain old white distilled is just fine. And that's it. That was the German potato salad. Now, the one that I never bought in the store, but I started making 50 years ago at least, is potatoes with green beans, or what we used to call string beans, and red onion. So in that case, either boil the potatoes in the jackets or out of the jackets, or don't peel them ever. But make your potatoes just tender. Cut them into chunks. Put them in a bowl. Toss them with a vinegar and good olive oil, plus well-cooked string beans, not too crisp. I think that for the most medium-sized string beans or green beans. 8 minutes is about right, but you'll see. And they should be cut into, I don't know, inch long, inch and a quarter long pieces. And then you want a nice sweet red onion. Now, if you have doubts about the sweetness of your onion, I suggest you soak, you make the onion in half moon slices, and then soak it in some cold water for a few minutes. And that will, in fact, take the sting out of the onion and make it sweet, seem sweeter. And that's it. Oil, really good olive oil, vinegar, Oh, I'm sorry, you want an herb. I prefer basil here, torn up into the bowl. But parsley is fine. Mint is very good. If you have an herb garden, you decide because you know your herbs. I have to say, a lot of potato salad recipes call for chives. I find you need an awful lot of chives to make a difference. They look pretty, you're garnishing with chives, but you heap on the chives. I like chives. So that really is my sort of favorite potato salad. But moving on to other starches. Oh, by the way, I was served this recently, and I didn't like it. So it confirmed my dislike for tortellini salad. I don't think tortellini belong in a salad. For one thing, the dough that's used to make tortellini does not stand up to acids. It breaks down in a salad. It breaks down with the oil and vinegar dressing. Certainly, I don't want mayonnaise on it. So leave out the tortellini, please. But I like pasta salad. Italians claim they don't like pasta salad, but the fact is they do. They just don't eat the same ones that we do. And one of the ones that I make is, and I do this every year, folks. So if you're bored with hearing this, you can turn me off now. Bert Green's ziti salad. Bert Green, a dear friend of mine, died a long time ago. Bert owned the first fancy takeout store in the Hamptons called it was called The Store in Amagansett. And he fed all the celebrities who lived out there then. Now it's just rich people. I guess there are celebrities too. I'm not sure the celebrities leave their houses though. In any case, in those days they did. In fact, this particular recipe was a favorite of Lauren Bacall. And everybody wanted the recipe, and Bert never gave out the recipe until he wrote a book, a cookbook, and he started his cookbook career and cooking teaching career with a book called The Store in Amagansett, which gave up the recipes that they made at the store. None of them were super original. They were just tweaked in the Bert Green way. And the ziti salad has a secret ingredient.
You
And in fact, it's
still
George
have
Washington.
some?
Do I have some? I hate to use this expression, but I have a lifetime supply.
I understand, that's why.
I bought it last year, and I thought I was buying two boxes, I think, but I ended up with 10 boxes, and I think each box has a couple packets at least. I only need 2 packs. The dressing on this, it's ziti, but Bert has a trick in making this that I suggest you use in other cases too. By the way, it's similar to what I just told you with the potato salad. You take the warm potatoes and you toss them with vinegar and salt and let them sit, and a little bit of the potato cooking water, and you toss them and toss them. Eventually, the potato cooking water will be absorbed, and the potatoes will have good flavor. Well, the same thing with the ziti. You cook the ziti and then you toss it with 1/4 cup of milk. 1 pound of ziti or penne is good too. And you toss it with the cold milk and you toss a few times. It'll absorb the milk, the pasta will, and also helps prevent the pasta from absorbing your dressing when you put it on. I learned this technique actually in Naples. I have a timbalo in my Naples at Table cookbook. And in that one, you take your pasta and you put it in a bowl with the milk and let it absorb the milk so it doesn't absorb the sauce once you put it into the pastry drum. Anyway, back to Bert's salad. The dressing is 1.5 cups of mayonnaise to 1/2 cup of sour cream, to which you add these 2 packets of, is it GW or George Washington? By the way, I read a recipe recently where she said, "Oh, I can't find this product, so I use Better Than Bouillon, the powder." Because basically, it's a GW. If you look at the label, it's just salt and MSG with some kind of flavor that makes it sort of like beef. But anyway, it's not a very good thing. But it's a particular flavor that I look for when I make Bert's salad. Into this dressing, you put diced red or red and green or red and yellow peppers, not a lot, 2 small ones, Diced, quarter-inch dice is good. I would say a handful of cherry tomatoes, also diced, or a couple of medium-sized salad tomatoes diced. Shallots, one big shallot should be enough. What else goes in there? Oh, essential, sweet gherkins. Now, I use about six pickles for this amount of dressing, six gherkins in a jar, sweet, and I dice them up. If you don't have availability of sweet gherkins, although I think every supermarket in America has that, you could also use sweet pickle relish instead. And what else goes in there? Tomato, peppers, onion or shallot, and that's it. And you mix it all up and let it stand for a little bit with the macaroni that you boiled to the taste you like, and then put in the quarter cup of milk so it cools down. And that's it. That's perfect. That I do make that sort of ritually for July 4th. It's my one concession to American food on July 4th. That's not true. But my niece calls it macaroni crack. She finds it addictive, and it sort of is. By the way, I've used this dressing without macaroni to make coleslaw, and I liked it a lot. Shred your cabbage very fine, or chop it if you like a chopped kind of coleslaw, and this and that dressing with the secret ingredient, and it's very good. Now, because I'm trying to up my fiber load in my diet, I've been thinking about making. I do make barley. Let's say barley is a super fiber powerhouse, and I like mushroom barley soup a lot, and I also like a pilafy kind of thing of barley and mushrooms. But I'm thinking that I'm going to make salad now with barley because it does make a good salad. You just boil it up, full of fiber, magnesium, whatever. It's a powerhouse, really. And because it's one of those bland starches, it takes to a lot of different kinds of flavors. For instance, you could make a barley salad using, quote, Mediterranean flavors like olives, capers, tomato, onion, even anchovy. You could make a barley salad sort of Greek style, add a little feta, oregano. I like red onion. What else? I don't know. I'm going to play with it. But barley, a half a cup of barley gives you about a quarter of your needs for fiber in a day. So it's really very good that way. Now, the other salad that I do, potato salad, that I like to make is something that I ate in Sicily. And it's in fact from the island of Pantelleria, which is this tiny island between Tunisia and Sicily, but it's part of Sicily. And it's a very chic place. I mean, Armani used to summer, not summer there, but weekend there. In any case, what Pantelleria is really famous for is its capers. And I have been buying these real expensive, I have to say, but superb capers from Pantelleria. So I can make this salad with prime ingredients. And it's a potato salad dressed with Pantelleria capers. Now, Pantelleria capers are capers packed in salt. You can buy capers in salt that aren't necessarily from Pantelleria. So any actually capers that are packed in salt are perfect for this. And salted capers, you do have to rinse off the salt in a tea strainer kind of thing, and rinse them off, and even soak them for a few minutes if you want to desalt them. So it's potatoes chunked up after they're cooked and dressed with capers, olives. I like to use both gaeta, which are sort of freestone and easy to pit, and some green ones, which are not so easy to pit. Say diced cherry tomatoes, quite a lot of basil, I mean, or mint. In Sicily, I have to say they use mint very often, or it's basil that's so minty that you think it's mint. And then in this case is the one, by the way, red onion too. in this case, diced. So it's potato, chunks of potato, capers, olives, some oregano, tomatoes, basil, and red onion, diced. And that's it. It's a wonderful salad. You can serve it as a side dish, but if you put some cheese on it, but you can have it with hard-cooked eggs as your protein. Some of these potato salads are definitely egg-friendly. That's it. It's going to be a heat wave, so we need a little ammunition here. And in this case, starchy summer salads.
And the potato salad. What's the name of that restaurant again? The Austrian one?
Oh, this restaurant that we're going to, it's called Werkstatt.
Werkstatt.
Werkstatt. Werkstatt. And the owner is Austrian, and he makes real Austrian food, including some really great desserts. I have to see tonight what he has, but usually he has this warm cheese strudel in custard sauce. I probably eat that for dinner alone.
I can get there in time if you let me know.
And
Sounds
I'm sure
very
this waiter is not there anymore, but the last time we were there, we had a waiter who every time he came over to the table said, Jawohl. So that added to the atmosphere, I thought. He wasn't in Lederhosen, but he might as well have been.
What could be better? All right.
All right, so everybody have a cool week. It's going to be tough to
And
stay cool. Yeah, I do what I do. We cook early in the morning. And that way I know that I'm going to get lunch.
the most important thing to know, actually. You're going to get lunch.
Yeah, well, lunch is very important to
Oh,
me.
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now I'm only partly retired. It counts as work somehow. But
It is, it does.
yeah.
But
So
you can say lunch.
I have time on my hands, but the fact is I can't turn the oven on in this weather. So I'm making something on top of the stove as we speak. Making a big pot of chili.
And it will be ready.
It'll be ready, and then I will freeze a lot of it, so that someday when I can't bear to turn any heat on, I can zap it in the microwave, and we have a meal.
That works
So
anyway.
everybody, have a great cool week, and I'm going to go around my starchy salads.
All right,
Oh, so
and
just one more thing about that. I used to make rice salad all the time, but as somebody who's dietary reasons, trying to avoid rice except when absolutely necessary, like a little sushi once in a while. I don't like rice salad anymore. But any rice salad that you make, make it with barley. It's so much better for you, and it'll taste better too. Good night.
good day. All right. Thank you very much, Food Mensch. This has been Arthur Schwartz, the Food Mensch on Robin Hood Radio.